is the Studs and Busts Fantasy Football Podcast with your hosts, Rob and Gary.
All right. Welcome back. Episode 4, Studs and Busts Fantasy Football Podcast. My name is Rob, and with me as always, Gary.
Hello, everyone.
And you know what can we say here? Another interesting day in the NFL and the fantasy football world. Some of you are happy right now. Some of you are upset.
I'm actually one of the people that's happy, because.
And I'm one that's upset still. So let's hear the good news first, Gary.
Good news. My players decided to show up finally and actually win me a game.
So your team got off to schneid, as they say.
Yes, and they did very, very well. I actually won the game, I believe, by 4 o'clock, so smooth sailing from there. So.
Well, that's all nice and dandy for you. But for me and the Howell Hitmen, another loss, Gary.
0-3.
I think the podcast might be a bad luck charm. I don't know.
You should just listen to my advice.
Hey, the 1 week we didn't do it, I still lost, so. You know, we're sticking with the fucking podcast. So let me give you a little idea here, Gary, of what I'm working with.
Okay.
In my fantasy football life, in my starting lineup, I have the number 5 quarterback, who's Philip Rivers, as of right now, rated number 5. Jamaal Charles, the number 2 running back, rated number 2. I have Julio Jones, the number 2 wide receiver. I have Jimmy Graham, the number 1 tight end in fantasy football right now. And then I got a couple 7s and 5s, doesn't really matter. Even on my bench, I got Hakeem Nicks, Eddie Lacy, Russell Wilson.
Well, Hakeem Nicks was nowhere to be found, neither was the Giants.
Hakeem Nicks did not even catch a goddamn ball.
We'll get a look, I don't think.
We'll get to that. So this is what's happened to me so far this year, and this is the part of fantasy football where the luck comes out, because the week that you play somebody in fantasy is actually just as important as, well, not as important, but as the players you drafted. And take a little look at this, Gary. Week 1 of my fantasy football season, I lose. I score 92 points. Our friend Kyle, he scores 97 points, okay? So, right there, that's you know, a close game. Close game.
Yeah, definitely close game.
Reggie Bush, who I was playing against, week 1 when I play him, scores 25 points. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, since then, week 2, 6 points. Week 3, 0 points. Okay? So, week 1, I was screwed by Reggie Bush, no doubt.
Okay.
And if I played him week 2, obviously he probably sat him on week 3 because he was out. But if I played him week 2, I obviously would have, you know, had a better result from Reggie Bush.
Yeah, obviously.
My better result towards me playing him. Anyways, now, go back to my schedule here. And let's look at week number 2.
Well, this is actually funny because the team you lost to, I think, only scored like 32 points this week.
Yeah.
Total. 32 points total, I believe. So
let's go to week number 2 here. 99 points I score, so, you know, 90s up to 100 is always a good scoring day, I think. Anything above, you know, 90 is a good scoring day, that I would think anyways when I'm playing. So, I play against Aaron Rodgers week 2. This asshole scores 35 points, standard ESPN scoring league. I know other scoring leagues he scored more. 35 points in week 2, the week that I play him. Week 1? 24 points. That's a lot. It's a lot, but it's not 35. It's still 11 points less than 35. Week 3, he scores 11. Week 2, I get screwed by Aaron Rodgers, and I lose again. It's these one players. So, now this one had to hurt the most.
Okay.
Week 3, 96 points. So I'm consistently scoring, you know, above 95 points, you know, around 9,500 points. I play Antonio Brown in week 3. I play against
him. He has really not done much.
I play against Antonio Brown in week 3. Week 1, 7 points. Week 2, 5 points. Week 3, This motherfucker comes out and scores 31 points.
So I guess the lesson learned in our league is this. Whenever we play you, we're going to win. Is basically what's going on.
The lesson that I've learned so far is that one of your assholes is primed to have a magical day when you play against me.
You
Jesus
suck,
fucking
you
Christ.
And
I look
at one of your assholes is going to have a magical day when they play you.
I look at my upcoming matchup in our league for this week, and I notice that I'm playing a team that is 2-1. I'm 0-3. He's tied for first in the conference. 2-1. And let's take a look here. I've scored higher than him every week of the season. Every week of the season, I've scored much higher than him. He's 2-1, tied for first. I am 0-3.
Well, I guess that means get ready for, I guess, any one of his players to go off.
Yeah.
Probably be someone like, you know, Mike Williams that'll go off with his rookie, you know, quarterback throwing to him. So
who am I playing against this week? Brian Hartline? Oh, he had 11 points. He'll probably have 53 points this week somehow. Unbelievable, man. Fantasy football has not been nice to me.
But on the flip side, my guys decided to finally show up. Giovanni Bernard again scores a touchdown for me. LeSean McCoy, consistent, you know, getting me tons of points. And obviously, you know, Drew Brees got me a lot of points. So my guys finally have woken up. And they're playing pretty good. I feel good going into my next week, my matchup next week.
I feel bad that my guys have been busting ass. You know, Jimmy Graham, Julio Jones, Jamal Charles, these guys are kicking ass every week, and I have not put a W up yet. I mean, it's just very sad, very sad. But anyways, you know, enough of the opening banter about our own teams. People don't listen to hear our bullshit.
But well, they do.
They do. They do, of course.
So,
but let's get into upcoming week number 4 of the NFL that begins Thursday night. This podcast will probably come up on Thursday before the game, so you're probably going to get to hear it right before the Thursday night game, which is the San Francisco 49ers.
Which who have been looking not as hot as they did last season, tell you that much.
No, not at all. I think Colin Kaepernick hasn't thrown any touchdowns in the past 2 games.
And what did I say when we were going over our you know, our rankings for quarterbacks? I wasn't really buying it too much. You know, he's good, but obviously through 3 weeks, I don't think he's that great. And that's what I said in the beginning of the our first podcast. So
I know, I was very high on him, but you never know. He might turn it around.
He could. But as of right now, you know, he's sucking.
And believe it or not, coming up on week 4 in the NFL, we are actually a quarter of the way through the season.
We are, and this is when we actually start paying attention to schedules because we are upon bye weeks as well.
This is true. Okay. All right, so I guess we'll start it out here with the week 4 waiver wire pickups. Guys you're going to pick up that are going to help your team moving forward. Guys you can grab that might be able to help, you know, you down the line or even right now. Who you got for me, Gary?
Well, I got one. If you're desperate at tight end, Fleener is someone that I guess to grab. He's the only tight end they have right now.
Of course, you're talking about Indianapolis Colts.
Yes, I am.
And something we got to mention here, the trade that went down.
Oh, yeah.
Indianapolis Colts received running back Trent Richardson from the Browns. A move that left me a little bit puzzled. I mean, they obviously benched, or his thumb hurts or something like that. So they put in Hoyer at quarterback. They traded away their star running back, and they actually win the game.
Yeah, they looked for real.
They looked pretty good.
They got Josh Gordon back, which is another person to grab, pick up. He was on suspension. He's back now, but I don't know how long he's going to be there because they're talking about trading him too. So
I don't know if
I don't know what this team's doing, but
I don't know if you give away a number one pick for a running back.
Well, he was the 3rd overall pick, so I mean, I could see why he has the value.
He's got the value, but I mean, if your offensive line is decent, do you really need to go out and get a star name like that? I mean, and give up your number one pick?
I mean, they're looking to win now.
The Colts are a good offense.
They
could.
But you,
if why not give Bradshaw a chance? You know, give away your number one pick? I mean,
yeah, I understand, but you also got to remember Bradshaw's not always healthy. And coming into the season, he wasn't. He was already.
Trent Richardson is not always healthy as well.
That's true, but you know, if you have the chance to get a Trent Richardson and have a Bradshaw on the team, are you really going to
For a number one pick? Probably not.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'd take it. Now you have your star quarterback, you have your star running back who's young, and you also have, you know, you're still on the outside, you have your great wide receivers. So why not?
Well, the why not there would be the giving up the number one pick. You know, you come around next year, you get a guy, you know, you get a star player at a real need, and then you're really stacked. I don't really think, my point is, I really don't think that the need was there at the running back to pick him up. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, I think they're more worried about having star names or something. I don't know.
I think they just want to win now. That's what it is. They want to win right now.
All right. Well,
so, and they're positioned to do it. They're doing very well. So, but as far as fantasy goes, there's McGahee was signed to the Browns.
That's true. Another name to replace Trent Richardson and to have some carries in the backfield along with a couple other guys. I guess we could name Bobby Rainey is also in the backfield. You don't really know how these carries are going to be, you know, handled yet. McGahee hasn't played football. He's got to get back into football shape. He hasn't played in a bit. So, you know, that might be a pickup for week four, Bobby Rainey, if no one has picked him up yet. Might be worth looking at. Who else, Gary?
Well, I did mention Gordon, like I said.
Josh Gordon
is someone to grab. He's on suspension. He's back. He looked great in his first game back. But like I said, we don't know how long he's going to be there because apparently he's on a trade block as well. They're saying they're willing to get rid of him for value. So who knows who will pick him up. Outside of that, I heard that Brandon Bolden might be getting a couple more carries in New England. But I never trust New England backfield, though. That's the problem with them. I never trust their backfield. So that's another thing. I don't know. Would you say the quarterback that is now starting for the Tampa Bay Bucs is worth a look?
Yeah, that's right. Josh Freeman is now benched, I believe, in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I'm pretty upset about that because I was kind of had his back, but he blew it. He blew it. So.
So anyway, yep, he did blow it. Anyway, a couple running back fines here. Jonathan Franklin came in for the Packers, Gary, because I think the rest of their running backs are all hurt.
They like lost like every running back in that one game. Like in the span of two games, they lost like every one of their running backs. So.
And he came in. He had some good numbers on Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals. In a game that they lost, but he put up good numbers. So, I mean, they are on a bye week this week, I believe. But if you want to pick him up, stash him on your bench. You never know how the carry is going to go. I think if Eddie Lacy's healthy, he comes back. But if not, if he's still dealing with that concussion, you might want to take a look at Franklin and plug him in and see what happens there.
Another pickup. I actually picked him up in our league as a handcuff to a D'Angelo Williams, but Jonathan Stewart is out there in a lot of leagues, and he will be back week 7. So if you can grab him, stash him, save him, you know, as someone you can use maybe even to start or even for trade value for someone who has D'Angelo Williams. So
I think a solid play this week, getting back to how much we hate our team right now. If the Kansas City Chiefs are sitting on your waiver wire, I mean, I don't think they should be, but if they're sitting there, you need to pick them up and play them against the Giants because the Giants offense has looked god-awful.
Terrible.
And I'm about ready to fucking break something and lose my shit, Gary.
Yeah, they couldn't even score. And the one touchdown they did score, we were all pumped, and then they brought it back for, what, illegal motion?
It was holding or something.
Yeah, it was terrible. So they look absolutely terrible. They can't run the ball. They can't keep Eli up. So until they actually can figure out their offensive line, I wouldn't even start any of them.
I drafted Hakeem Nicks as my wide receiver number 2, and he's probably going on my bench this week because they just have not showed me anything. This offensive line is not going to get their shit together in 1 week. And they're not going to get their shit together against a defense like the Chiefs.
A 3-0 team.
A 3-0 team who have beaten good teams. They just haven't, you know, they haven't steamrolled, you know, awful teams. They've been, you know, putting up good games against good teams. Cowboys, Eagles, and who else did they beat? And Jacksonville was the other team that they beat. You know, they're not a very good team, but they beat them like 28-2 or some shit like
matter.
That. So
you beat who you play, who you play, and you beat who you beat. So they've been beating them.
This is true. Okay, anyways, any other insight? You know, Brandon LaFell, just because we're talking about the Giants and the Panthers had a big game. I know the Giants' defense got really tired from the offense not doing a damn thing to help them out.
Yeah.
But he did have 2 touchdowns, Brandon LaFell. So
if you're going to, if you're desperate at a wide receiver, why not grab him? I mean, he's been scoring. He looks pretty good. you know, I wouldn't start him every week. I'd probably be like a matchup play, but, you know, if you need a receiver on a bye week, like I said, bye weeks are coming up. You might need a receiver for a bye week. He's someone to play if the matchup's right.
Another wide receiver that I can think of right now is somebody that's going to get some more looks because of something that happened recently. Nate Burleson.
Car accident.
Nate Burleson, Detroit Lions. Car accident, broke his arm. So I'm guessing he's going to miss some time. Right? He's not going to go out there like fucking Greg Jennings in a Madden game.
Nah. And carry the team on his back.
Carry the whole fucking team on his arm.
I put the team on my fucking back, though. My leg broke. I don't know how the fuck I'm running right now, though.
Nah, he's a he's something to look at. But the thing is, remember I was talking about Josh Gordon.
Nate Burleson's not someone to look
at. I heard that.
I didn't say his name yet, Gary.
Okay, well I'm just okay. Well, go ahead. Finish.
Hold on, hold on. Let's just Nate Burleson is out, so Ryan Broyles gets a look at. So yeah.
Well, what I was saying was they were the team that was apparently in the running to try to get Josh Gordon. So, you know, just throwing it out there. That's the team that I've been hearing is, you know, trying to get another wide receiver over there. So
okay. So maybe you wait and see for that, or maybe you just pick up Broyles and see where it goes.
Yep.
And that's about it. So bringing up our bets that we made last week, we're not very good at this because I think we're going to have to make another bet today because one of them was which defense was going to score the most points. I think it was the Bears. So you said the Seahawks. I said the Broncos. We were both wrong.
Okay.
So nobody goes anywhere with that. And the other one was the Browns versus the Vikings. We had which running back was going to have the better day. You said Peterson, and I challenged you and said Trent Richardson. And, of course, Trent Richardson got traded away.
He still played.
He still played, but it's a different game. They're not playing each other. Well,
there were no loopholes there.
Well, obviously, he had not as good a day as Peterson.
So I guess I won.
You kind of win a little bit. I mean, it was supposed to be the head-on teams. Well, whatever. We're one for one now, I believe.
Yeah, but we were both correct with our upset of the week.
Oh, that's right. I can't believe I didn't bring that up earlier on the show. Gary said that the Falcons were going to get beat by the Dolphins. Nobody would have guessed that. I guess some.
Well, I mean, the Dolphins look good.
I know they look good, but you know, just the what am I looking for? The reputation of the franchises would put a lot of people. It's an upset.
It is.
It's an upset.
It's an upset.
The Falcons got beat by the Miami Dolphins, and just like y'all thought, I went back and listened to the podcast after Sunday's games, actually, and I said, I think Aaron Rodgers is going to go to the Bengals, go to Cincinnati and play the Bengals, and they're going to give him a little bit of trouble. And I also said, you ever notice when a guy has a big game like Rodgers had, 35 points, we talked about that earlier, he never comes back and does it again the next week, having, you know, similar numbers? I said that last week, and it came true. And my upset of the week also came true, as did Gary's. So, you know, you should listen to us here, because we know what we're talking about sometimes. My fantasy team can't win, but we know what we're talking about sometimes.
Dolphins are for real, man.
Dolphins, are they 3-0?
They're 3-0, and they're going against Monday Night matchup. It's a lot more entertaining now because we have the Saints that are 3-0 going against the Miami Dolphins that are 3-0.
Okay, and we have the Kansas City Chiefs that are 3-0 going against the 0-3 Giants. How do you see this game looking? Tell me what you expect to see on the television come Sunday as a fan and as a fantasy football player.
As a fan, I'm not looking forward to it because I just see the Giants now at this point. It's just, I don't know. We're coming up to a hard part of the schedule. 0-3, 3-0, going on the road. Apparently their stadium's been rocking lately. Andy Reid said that he can feel the ground trembling. And that's a lot to say coming from him. It's a big thing to say. I don't think the Giants, I don't see it looking good for them, man. As a fan, you know, I hope for the best. I just don't see it looking good. And as for fantasy, until they figure out this offensive line, I don't see much, you know, offense coming from this Giants team. Like, if Eli can't be up, they're not going to be able to pass the ball, and they can't run the ball. I mean, they did just sign John Connor.
Incorrect.
So maybe that'll help the run game a lot. He did look real good and on Hard Knocks. It was great.
Why? Why?
He was going to make the team.
You had John Connor.
But, you know, it's still the offensive line. I think they're like, you know, trying to get the players that are actually been out, trying to get them, you know, suited to play. Maybe that'll help, but I still don't think it's going to be enough. This is a banged up offensive line going up against a very good Chiefs defense, and the Chiefs offense could actually move the ball as well. So we'll see, but I'm not looking for much out of our team.
You got anybody on the Giants you're starting? If you got them?
You have to always start Akeem Nicks and Cruz, I feel like.
I don't know. I think I might be benching Nicks.
Out of everyone, those are the only two that I think you should start. I mean, Eli, I feel like he's going to be, you know, on his back a lot. But if he is going to get the ball to anybody, it's going to be Nicks or Cruz.
We know some people that are on their backs a lot. No names given.
Oh, them. I know who they are.
It was a joke, Gary. You were just supposed to like laugh or something.
No, I just...
It's right. We got laugh tracks. Our audio department here. Just as a cue the laugh track right now.
Okay.
Okay, cool. See, we can be funny even when we're not funny. Sometimes not being funny is funny. I tell John G that all the time.
Okay.
Not that he's listening.
I'm your number one fan.
Okay, so, you know what? Since I'm such a homer of my New York Giants, my upset of the week is being dedicated to them. My upset of the week is going to be the 0-3 Giants getting their first win against the 3-0 Chiefs. And this obviously has to be an upset. One team has won all their games, one team has won none of their games. You got your upset of the week yet, Gary?
I haven't really thought about it. I haven't really gone through it and looked at the games and thought about the matchups, but I'll just throw one out there right off the bat. Buffalo Bills will beat the Ravens this week.
Is that really a... Well, I guess they're, you know, reigning Super Bowl champions.
It's an upset because no one expects the Bills really to be good, and I always kind of root for the Bills secretly, and I can see them actually winning this game.
Okay, okay. And the game is in Buffalo.
Exactly.
So the Ravens are on the road.
And Ray Rice is banged up.
And you're picking a Bills team that just lost to the Jets? Come on.
Hey, as much as I don't like the Jets, they're playing decent football. Good enough to obviously, you know, win two games. Can't really talk too much shit because the other New York team, my team, is 0-3.
That's true. I can't really dog on the Jets. I mean, I can because I'm sitting here doing it. But, you know, you can't win the Super Bowl every year, Gary.
Yeah, you can't. You can just win it every few years. And
well, that's what I'm talking about. Like, you keep on saying Giants were due for a shitty year. I don't really believe it because I think if you're in a market like that, it's unacceptable. But, I mean, what are you going to do?
Well, you can't really say that because then the other market in the same town is the Jets, and they're not really that good. So that's what I'm getting at. You know, they've been good for a while, but, you know, we can only
go
so long. But
2007, 2011, so probably... 2014, 15, we'll see another Super Bowl. Wishful thinking, I don't know. I'd love to see them win it in their own stadium. Hell, I'd even like to see the Jets get there, too. And them be like the surprise team. There's always a surprise team in the Super Bowl. And have both teams play in their building. But this isn't a, movie, is it, Gary?
No, I already told you my surprise team. I think the Bengals are going, man.
That is right. You did say the Bengals. I don't know if I made a proper prediction yet. But I think it's going to be the Saints and the Broncos.
And that'd be a great Super Bowl.
I know it's, Peyton Manning and Drew Brees. Like, anyone could guess that. But, a lot of people are high on the 49ers, Seahawks. That's all I keep hearing.
The 49ers have only won one game.
They have. They only won one game.
As well as the Packers.
Doesn't mean much yet, but I think, I don't know. I think the Saints are prime. And we'll see another Brees, Peyton Manning rematch from Super Bowl 41? 40? 41, right?
I believe so. I don't know.
Wait a minute. What Super Bowl is it that Peyton won it? No, Drew Brees won it.
Yeah, Drew Brees won. They beat the Colts the second time Peyton went there.
That was before the Giants won it again, no? I don't know. Whatever. You get the point. Anyways, let's dive back into fantasy football-related news. With our segment that we like to call Play or Pass. All right. Gary, throwing some names at you here. You tell the folks out there whether they should plug them into their starting lineups or they should sit them. This is our version of, start sit. But we're going to give you more than just three names like the so-called experts give you. 49ers. Colin Kaepernick hasn't thrown any touchdowns in the past two games. He's playing the Rams. You playing him or you passing on him?
Pass, just because the team's kind of banged up. You know what I mean? It's a short week. They're playing on the road. It depends. If Vernon Davis is healthy and going to go, I would probably play him. But like I said, they're a banged up team. Short
Kyle
week.
Williams has some injured ribs.
Yeah.
That he's dealing with.
And like I said, if it's a very short week for them to get everything together after, you know, a crappy game that they had, and, you know, granted, Rams defense isn't that great, but they're in better shape offensively and defensively as far as injuries, because I think Patrick Willis might be out as well. So that's
so,
thing.
Standard scoring, what are you giving this guy? How many points you think he's going to score this week?
I'd say like 10.
And that's not good. That's obviously not good enough for a quarterback. You want 15, 20 yeah. points out of your quarterback, you know, obviously.
Yeah, like I said, like, and the Rams just got their ass kicked by the Cowboys. You know, they're going to be home, short week. I think they're, you know, going to give them a lot of trouble. So, and if everyone's injured, I don't want to start calling Kaepernick.
Okay. We're going to move along here on the games. We're going to go and pick somebody from each game. Baltimore-Buffalo in Buffalo, Sunday, 1 o'clock. Are you starting Ray Rice?
Back to injuries. He says he's going to try to play this week, but I mean...
One nice pop on the, you know, on his injury, and he's sitting back on the sidelines, so I don't know.
And this is my upset, I mean, I guess... If he says he's active, you got to play Ray Rice. You obviously drafted him high. You can't just sit him on your bench. You're going to play him.
Are you playing Bernard Pierce, who came out and had about 12 points last week?
I'm going to play him, too.
Are you playing Bernard Pierce?
Yeah, I'd play Bernard Pierce because of the fact that he did play last week. He doesn't have an injury. And even if Ray Rice comes back, he's still going to get a lot of his carries.
Okay.
So I would start Pierce. Definitely would start Pierce.
Ravens defense. Are you playing them against Buffalo's offense?
I don't know. That's a hard one. Just because of the fact that, you know, Ravens defense did kick ass last week.
Yeah.
They did look very, very good. Very, very good. But, you know, Buffalo's home. They just lost a division game. They're going to be coming out fired up. You know, they have a lot of weapons. CJ Spiller's actually looking good again. I don't know.
So what are you doing? You putting them in or no?
I don't think
if you need a defense, they might be on your waiver wire. That is my sleeper D for a D that's probably on the waiver wire because they've been scoring. They got blown out the first week, but that's Peyton Manning and the Broncos. You're not playing any defense against those guys. So I think, like I said during that game to you, Gary, actually at the bar, I said, or afterwards or whatever, the next day I said, you know, they look good, but they just couldn't keep up with the Broncos. I think they're going to be good moving forward. And so far, they have been. I think they've scored double digits the past 2 weeks for the Ravens' D. I'm not really buying Buffalo yet, so I'm saying that's my sleeper defense of the week right there.
I'd start him, I guess. EJ Manuel is going to obviously probably throw a touchdown, not a touchdown, interception or two, and they have been scoring a lot. So I guess you have to, you know, if you have them out there, start them.
All right. Cincinnati and Cleveland, division matchup, Sunday, 1 o'clock. You know, Cleveland won last week. Who are you starting in that backfield? Do we know?
I'm not touching anyone in that backfield. If I start anyone on Cleveland, it's obviously Jordan Cameron.
So we're passing on everyone in that backfield right now.
No one in the backfield, just Jordan Cameron and Josh Gordon. Only people I would start.
And you're starting all your weapons on Cincinnati?
All of them.
All right.
And my boy has been scored 3 touchdowns in 2 games, so I'm very, very happy.
Who's that?
And by my boy, I do mean Giovanni Bernard.
You know, I know another Bernard.
Yeah, some people do know that Bernard.
Some people know Bernard.
Bernard.
That's all we're going to say about that. We're moving on. This is a family show. All right, Chicago, Detroit, Bears, Lions, Tigers. Oh, my. Sunday, 1 o'clock. Are you playing any of these Detroit Lions running backs?
If Reggie Bush... Yeah, I'd play him. If Reggie Bush is injured, then I'm obviously going to play Bell. And LeSure, but if he says he's going to go, I would start him. They're all good. Even granted, the Bears defense is very, very, very good. Very good defense, but they've proven, all three of these running backs have proven that they can play. So, I mean, if whoever's in, I'd plug him in.
All right, and player pass, Martellus Bennett going against the Lions. He had two big weeks, the first weeks of the season, and his shoulder's a little banged up, and he came out, and he only had two receptions for 10 yards against the Steelers.
And they obviously tried shutting him down.
Are you sitting him against the Lions, or are you going to keep plugging away at him in there?
You plug him away. He's a stud. Yeah, you know, all your studs are going to have one week where they kind of fall off a little bit. But, you know, he's a weapon out there. We do know that Cutler does look for him, and in the red zone, he's a big target. So, you know, I'd start him. Like I said, you're not going to have many tight ends that are going to be better than him if you have him.
He is the number four tight end right now in the ESPN standard scoring that we use. But the Detroit Lions are the 10th fewest tight end fantasy points they give. So who knows how that's going to go. I say he scores around 7-8 points.
And I don't know. I think, like I said, I would start him because who are you going to have better? If you don't have Jimmy Graham, if you don't have Jordan Cameron, who's like better? Julius Thomas, I guess. But outside of that, that's where Bennett falls in. So I would start Bennett regardless.
Okay. All right. So moving on here, we'll dive into the next game on the schedule. Seattle Seahawks, Houston Texans, Sunday at 1 o'clock. Russell Wilson. He finally had a good game. I mean, he had a couple good games, but he finally had a big day against the Jacksonville Jaguars. But, I mean, they're the Jaguars. What do you see him doing Sunday against the Texans? A game like the Jaguars or a game like the 49ers?
Well, the Texans last week, if I'm not mistaken, didn't they just lose to the Ravens?
Yeah.
Okay. So they didn't look too great then. Like I said, it's very similar to with the Martellus Bennett. If you have Russell Wilson, you most likely drafted him to be your starting quarterback. So outside of that, who are you going to have better? I would start him. He has a good defense, which will create turnovers, put him in good positions. He has, you know, Marshawn Lynch, you can hand the ball off to. That will help him out. And like I said, in Texans D, looking at the scoring right now, I mean,
26 ranked.
Yeah.
And they're actually taken in our league, which is funny because many defenses up front of them are not taken.
Yeah,
so it's
true.
Funny how people think when they – that's another tip. We can give you tips all year long. Don't just keep someone on your team based on a reputation. It means nothing.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm starting Russell Wilson. You know what I mean? Like I said, he's going to – a lot of pressure, a lot of times that, you know, the pressure's taken off him from Marshawn Lynch. And this team's going to create turnovers. So, like I said, I would pick them up. I would start them.
All right, so you're playing him. You're not passing on him. What's the deal with Andre Johnson this week?
Shin injury. Not sure. You know, got to keep him monitored, but – I'm hoping he plays because I have him on my team. But like I said, I think it's a shin injury.
Okay. He's, yep, it is a shin. He's got soreness in his shin. And it looks like he might be a game time decision. Doesn't sound good, especially going up against these Seattle Seahawks corners. I'm passing on Andre Johnson this week.
That's actually something I've been thinking about, benching him and starting one of my running backs. So we'll see. I'm going to monitor it throughout the week. But, you know, that's already been in my mind. Should I start him? Should I bench him? Not really sure yet.
All right. So moving on here, the Colts and the Jacksonville Jaguars. You obviously know how well the Jaguars are. Not very good at all. So you're putting all your Colts guys in. I think Trent Richardson should have his first big day of the season. You know, once he gets a full week of practice with his new team.
I actually start Bradshaw, too.
Start Bradshaw, too?
Mm-hmm. This is, I think, one of the few cases where I would start both running backs. One being Trent Richardson still getting eased into the system. And two, even when he was playing with Bradshaw last week, Bradshaw still put up pretty decent points. So I think it might be running back by committee. And like I said, I'd start both of them. And I actually think this is the week where Fleener actually does real well too.
All right. You starting anyone on the Jaguars?
Maurice Jones-Drew, that's about it.
Maybe Cecil Shorts. I say Cecil Shorts has 10 points in this game. So that's not bad.
It's not bad.
That's all right. Back to this game. If we didn't talk about it enough, the 0-3 Giants and the 3-0 Chiefs. What would you say about the Giants? That we were not starting anyone?
I will not start anyone except for Cruz and maybe Hakeem Nicks. And I'm still iffy with that because I don't know if Eli's even going to be able to stand up.
Okay, what kind of day you see for Alex Smith?
Giants defense isn't that bad. It's a lot of...
Only when they get far behind.
Only when they get far behind, and a lot of times they're put in bad positions.
Yeah.
Because of the turnovers and stuff like that. So, I mean, Alex Smith, he has been doing pretty well. So, I don't know. I just feel like the Giants are going to do turnovers, and I would start Alex Smith. I can see him having a good, like, you know, 12, 13, 14, maybe in 15 points.
Okay. Okay.
That secondary still is banged up, but like I said, that a lot of the points that you do see put on the Giants are from turnovers, and that obviously that affects their defense and stuff like that. But, yeah, I think Alex Smith will have a decent day regardless.
He probably will because that's just our luck. All right, anyways, we'll try to stop crying now. Steelers and the Vikings, Sunday, 1 o'clock. Let's try to sort out this running back situation for the Steelers, for the listeners here so they know what they're doing with the running backs here. Le'Veon Bell is supposed to return, you said?
Yeah, he's practiced this week, so it looks like he might be a go. But the thing about that is, even if he does play, how many touches is he going to get? Might be one of those things where they kind of get him in there and see how he does. And I think they have a bye week next week, so I'm not sure how many touches he's going to get. But, I mean, they don't really have much running backs. The running backs they do have haven't been producing, so, I mean, if he's a go, I would start him.
Okay. And anybody else? Is Dwyer back? Did I see Dwyer back?
Yeah, he hasn't done shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Positive.
All right. So, Antonio Brown, who I just talked about, had a monster day after having two mediocre weeks. What do you think? What are you taking out of that game? You think this is something that's going to be a trend going forward, or is this just a one-time thing?
Well, I mean, he did it against a very, very good Bears defense. So, you know, maybe they're getting the rhythm going. Like I said, it's week three. You're starting to see a lot of your players that you have been hoping to, you know, start doing well are actually starting to do good. So, like I said, I think I would start him. You know, like I said, the Bears defense is very good. He put up that many points against the Bears defense. I see no reason why it won't continue.
And bringing up the stats on Jonathan Dwyer here, yes, he actually, this is probably why I thought he was doing something. He led all the Steelers running backs in, he had 39 snaps, 13 touches, and 48 yards total yardage. But he led it with 48 yards. So that's all he had.
Yeah.
So that backfield, I think they're having the same, they're very parallel with the Giants right now, the Steelers. Having the same O-line problems. Both teams have had, you know, numerous Super Bowl wins in the past few years. Both quarterbacks coming from the same draft class. Both teams expected much more out of. Both teams not really losing that many, you know, huge pieces of the puzzle. Same head coaches, you know, same quarterback. Plenty of running backs.
But it goes down to the line.
It goes down to the offensive line. Has not played good for both teams. And the secondary's been shaky on both teams, too. Yep. I mean, you know, it's just...
Teams are getting old, man. You got to remember, that's another thing. A lot of these players that have been around for a while, they were around, they were like, you know, in their primes when they were winning the Super Bowl. So, I mean...
This is true. Especially these guys on the line are getting banked up every single play.
Exactly.
These aren't the star, flashy, sexy players, but they're getting their asses beat down on every play.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. We got the next game here on the schedule. It is the Arizona Cardinals, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Who you playing on and passing on in this matchup here? You got guys you're playing and passing on for both teams?
Passing on Tampa Bay until I see more out of this quarterback.
Oh, you're putting in Doug Martin.
You start your studs, Martin, Vincent Jackson, maybe even Mike Williams. As far as Arizona, I mean, who are you going to start? You're going to start Mendenhall, and you're also, I think, you're going to start Larry Fitzgerald. He hasn't been that great this season, but at the same time, it's Larry Fitzgerald, so it's very hard to bench him.
That is true. What about the Cardinals D? I mean, they had an awful week just now, but they are playing a quarterback who hasn't started yet. correct?
That's worth a gamble if you if for some reason your defense is out and you want to risk it and try to start him. But at the same time, you're still gonna deal with Doug Martin. Still gonna deal with Vincent Jackson. I see a couple turnovers here, but I don't know. He could be one of those quarterbacks that comes out and just lights it up. We don't know because they are, you know, going to him pretty early into the season. But if you're, you know, willing to gamble, that's a, I think it's the defense to gamble with this
week. Yeah, all right. So, you know, maybe they do well. I don't know. They are home, I believe.
And another, so. Actually, you know what? Tampa Bay defense is, might be a sneaky start as well, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah. Tampa Bay's defense isn't too bad. You see what they did to Drew Brees, all right? Drew Brees had 10 points, I believe, that day. They are home. You know,
Buccaneers are home, yes.
They are shaking up the team, so maybe this is... And they said Josh Freeman did lose the locker room, so maybe this is something that the team actually rallies around and actually does play. So I think both these defenses are a sneaky start. Like I said, they still have Revis on the team. The defense, like I said, they terrorized Drew Brees that whole game. So,
all right. So this next game involves a defense that I just picked up that I'm going to put in this week, even though the New York Jets are 2-1. Tennessee Titans defense has looked strong against, you know, pretty much everyone. Phillip Rivers just struggled a little bit against them. All the quarterbacks that are playing against them, you know, have had average days. So that's why I think a quarterback like Geno Smith, he still, you know, has, he's still a little green, you know. He's still, he's only a couple weeks in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think I'm playing Titans D this week. 13 points against the Steelers, 8 points against the Texans, 7 points against the San Diego Chargers. There's a lot worse you can do. They're not lighting it up, but I think that the three quarterbacks they've played so far, you know, maybe not the greatest offensive lines, but they're better than Geno Smith, I think.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're the number. Matt Schaub and Philip Rivers are actually have a, you know.
And the Titans are ranked number 7 right now out of all the defenses. They were sitting on the waiver wire. I picked them up. I'm plugging them in. And, you know.
And they are home.
They have 9 sacks on a season. They have forced 4 quarterback turnovers already. So, you got a rookie quarterback, and you, like you just said, you're playing them at home. So, you know, the stars are aligned on this one, I think. I don't know. You never know what fantasy. So, are you playing any Jets in this game, Gary?
Jets, I would start. I actually like Powell, starting Powell, and I actually like Santonio Holmes. He looked real good last week. Santonio Holmes might be being healthy. You know, he might actually be healthy now. And if you're going to start any wide receiver, that's the one to start. And I don't know. I obviously you're going to have better quarterbacks than him, but you know, maybe sneaking Geno in there if you have a quarterback that's on a bye.
What's that?
Geno Smith.
You're saying to start him?
Maybe.
Okay.
If your quarterback's on a bye or your quarterback has a bad matchup.
I just gave you a bunch of reasons to start the Titans D. But.
Yeah, but you're asking my opinion now, and I'm going to tell you.
That's true.
You know what
okay.
I mean?
All right.
Maybe. That's an if. That's if, like, you know, you don't have any other quarterbacks. Your quarterback's on a bye because I believe Cam Newton's on a bye this week. So you maybe, you know, that's a quarterback you're always going to start. If you don't have him and he's out this week, then, you know, you pick him up, maybe start Geno Smith.
Okay. So there you go.
But definitely Santonio Holmes and Powell.
I'm saying play the Titans defense, and Gary's saying play Geno Smith. So
if your quarterback's on a bye.
Okay. If your quarterback is on a bye, you can go and pick him up. He's playing Geno Smith. I'm playing the Titans D. Who are we passing on? I'm passing on Santonio Holmes.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm passing on him. I don't think he's going to, you know. What do you have, a touchdown last week or something like that?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you who I'm passing on. You know, it might be a surprise there. I pass on Chris Johnson.
Okay.
Jets defense isn't as bad as, you know, you would think. Me being a hater of the Jets, you know, I kind of do look down on them, but the Jets defense has been stopping the run. They have been pretty decent. And Chris Johnson hasn't, you know, as much as, like I always say every week, I start him because I'm hoping for that one Chris Johnson's game where, you know, busts off a big run, but I haven't really seen it yet. And it, like I said, Jets defense is pretty good against the run, so. You know, might pass on him.
Next up, we got the Philadelphia Eagles and the Denver Broncos.
That's going to be a shootout.
Mike Vick, you playing him?
I'm playing Mike Vick. He's been putting up good numbers. Playing LeSean McCoy, and I'm playing DeSean Jackson. And obviously on the other side of the ball, we're playing.
Ronnie Hillman had a big day last week. He's someone who I recently dropped because he wasn't doing anything. We playing him or passing on him?
I don't trust that backfield. I still don't trust that backfield.
Even with the big week, we were saying that you never know. I think I read something that they were at the goal line, and the three running backs did like rock, paper, scissors to choose who was going to get the goal line carry. So this is how their backfield's being distributed in Denver. They're doing fucking rock, paper, scissors.
Well, I mean, they have to. I mean, his brother Peyton's too busy slinging a rock down the field. They got to figure out some way of getting in the game. So
this lesson this week is don't trust a backfield that plays rock, paper, scissors to determine who's getting the carries, because that means no one either stands out or no one's bad and no one's clear cut there. So you can't trust
no
that.
I still think it's his backfield.
Okay. Well, Hillman had the bigger day. So.
He had the bigger day, but
he had the bigger
who had to start?
He had the bigger day.
Who's getting the start? He gets the majority of the touches. It's going to be No'Shawn.
Okay.
But like I said,
I'm still not trusting any of them.
And that backfield, regardless, is Peyton Manning slinging the ball all over the place. So it's...
someone's going to get a touchdown. We just don't know who. So you can't just play somebody. So we're passing. I'm passing. I don't know. Gary might be playing No'Shawn if he has him.
I say if you have No'Shawn, you play him. But like I said, I just don't touch that backfield. That backfield's crazy.
This game, depending on whether Terrell Pryor plays or not, I think he went out with a concussion or he suffered a concussion in the game on Monday night against the Broncos. Could be a shootout because, you know, soft defenses, Oakland Raiders, Washington Redskins. I think you're playing everybody against the Redskins.
Yeah, their defense
seems like
is terrible.
Yes.
And I think this will be, if he plays, this will be his big, big game.
Terrell Pryor.
That defense is terrible. You can run, you can pass. I'm starting Terrell Pryor if he's cleared to play with a concussion.
You starting RG3?
You can't. Like, that's another person that most of the time, if you drafted him, you're only drafting him to be your starter. So RG3's numbers have been pretty good in fantasy. Their win record wouldn't, you know, prove it, but his numbers have been decent.
And he is playing Oakland, so you're starting him. You're playing him. You're not passing on him. You know, he has some turnovers and problems like that the first couple weeks. But, you know, you're sticking him in there against the Ravens, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Raiders. Moving on to the next game, we got Dallas Cowboys, San Diego Chargers. Playing or passing Philip Rivers.
Cowboys defense is pretty good. They're, I think, what are they, the second-ranked defense in the NFL right now in fantasy?
In fantasy?
I think so.
I don't know.
I think they're the second-ranked defense in fantasy. They're good at getting the ball. They're good at getting takeaways. So, yep, they are number two. Phillip Rivers, he's been pretty good, man. Pretty consistently.
Number five ranked, like we said earlier.
So, but that defense, who for some reason is still sitting on our waiver wire, which might have to pick up in a few minutes. But the Cowboys defense seems legit. I actually have no problem starting the Cowboys defense this week. Because we are waiting for that day where Phillip Rivers has a Phillip Rivers-like game. And, you know, he throws a couple interceptions. But, I mean, he's been on fire lately. I feel like if he's on
20 of 24 against the Titans.
Yeah.
And not a bad stat line.
And we were just saying how good that defense is. So, yeah, I guess I would start him, you know.
Okay. And other side of the ball, I think you're starting all your Cowboys. DeMarco Murray had a huge day against the Rams. Chargers defense isn't all that scary. So you're playing all your Cowboys. You're not really passing on anybody. And are we in agreement there?
We are in agreement there. I actually, like I said, I still would sneak in that Cowboys defense.
Okay.
You know? There's chances for fumbles. He's going to throw a pick most likely. So, yeah.
All right. So, moving on here, New England Patriots, Atlanta Falcons. This should be a decent game. I don't know. Sunday night football. We are going with Julian Edelman. Playing him or passing him?
Playing him.
You're playing him there?
Yeah.
I think he only scored about 4 points in our league last week.
I'm playing him because I believe Amendola and Gronkowski also practiced this week. So it takes a lot of stress off of him.
That's true. So you don't think that it takes away value, it gives him value to be less covered.
Because I don't think they're 100%.
And he was on Revis Island last Sunday. So the reason maybe he only got, you know, 7 receptions, 44 yards, that could be a factor in that, obviously.
Yeah.
So,
and like I said, he's the only weapon, so going into the game, they knew that, and they were going to smother him, and mm-hmm. that's what they did.
Falcons pass defense this year.
Falcons this year, period. They've won one game.
They've allowed receivers on the opposing team to catch 45 passes for 591 yards and 5 scores so far in 3 games. So we think Julian Edelman might find the end zone in this game. So you're playing him. Gronkowski will be back, might be back.
Might be back. I say if he's back, you obviously drafted him high, you're going to play him. This is the week you're waiting for him to come back. Same with, I think, Amendola. If he's a go, too, I'd start him. Don't know how productive they're going to be, but if they're on the field, you obviously took them to be your starters, so you know, you're going to start them. And again, against that defense, the Falcons defense, they're not that great of a defense right now, so, you know.
Last game, Monday Night Football, Miami Dolphins, New Orleans Saints. Who would have known when they did the scheduling that a Monday Night Week 4 matchup was going to be a 3-0 versus a 3-0? Two undefeated teams. All said and done. Who wins this game?
The Saints. Too much firepower, man. But the Dolphins defense is pretty good. But I'm going to go with the Saints. There's just too much firepower. Drew Brees is
on the Saints were on the road, I would give the Dolphins a good chance. But they're just a different team in that dome.
They are. They're scary in that dome.
They are scary in the dome.
Scary at given dome?
That's what I was just thinking, too.
Okay.
Anyways, playing any Saints running backs here, or are you passing on them?
I think the Saints' backfield is very similar to the Broncos' backfield, where you have a bunch of running backs who one week one guy's doing good and the other week the other guy's doing good, but they pass the ball so much that I feel like it's hard to stick with one running back.
Yeah, obviously out of the few running backs they have there, your best option is probably Darren Sproles, but once again, he hasn't done much. I mean, you know, 5 points week 2, 4 points week 3. I mean, there's not much. And then you're looking at Pierre Thomas after that. He was given more touches. He had 17 touches in week 3, and he only came away with 28 yards rushing. So this is not a running team.
The Saints offense is Drew Brees, Jimmy Graham, Drew Brees, Jimmy Graham, and an occasional wide receiver.
This is true.
But I'm going to go with I want to go with the statement I think is going to be, I think this week is the week that Stills has a breakout game.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash? No? Oh,
no, okay. I'm not familiar.
Oh, that's right, you're black. Anyways, so that's our games. We showed you who we're playing and passing. We're passing on Saints running backs, in case you missed that memo. That's what we were just trying to get.
I'm also passing on Dolphins defense.
Okay. You think anyone's starting them against the
Dolphins defense is not bad, but like I said, against the Saints, this is where you just go, I'm not starting them.
Okay, what about Mike Wallace? Are you starting, you playing him or passing him?
I'm playing him. I think it's going to be a shootout game. I just think that the Dolphins, I think that the Saints are going to have more firepower.
Mike Wallace, week 2 against the Colts, he had 115 yards, a touchdown, you know, 9 receptions, and then he comes back against the Falcons. And he has 2 receptions for 22 yards.
Well, if he continues to follow the trend, that means this is his week to have a big week.
This is true, and it does happen often with trends. Week to week, you know, skip a week and then have a big game. So I'm giving Wallace about 13 points against the Saints. He'll get a touchdown and like 50, 60 yards or something. All right, so we went through all the games, gave you player pass. We went through our waiver wire pickups for week 4. We bullshit a little bit. No Taylor Swift references this week, though.
Well, there it is right there.
Okay. Well, I had to throw it in there. I was a little upset about it. But we promise you, the listeners, that next week we will have a guest on this show. It's going to be week 5 NFL, and it's going to be episode number 5 of Studs and Busts podcast. So we're working on a guest. It might be a very special guest, or it might just be some Joe Schmo shithead that we're friends with. That likes to smack talk football.
Either way, we'll have somebody here.
Either way, they're going to be on the show, and it's going to be a good show. And that's it.
You want to make any more bets before the show wraps up?
Another bet here. Let me think. I think given the matchups here, I know the Eagles defense isn't that great, but I'm going to bet you, Gary, that Andrew Luck against the Jaguars, who took over for Peyton Manning, is going to have more points than Peyton Manning this week. Would you agree or would you take that bet?
I'll take that bet because Peyton Manning's Peyton Manning, and he is going to continue to be a monster in fantasy and in real life. So,
okay. So you heard it there. Episode 4 wrapped up. This is Rob.
This is Gary.
Studs and Busts. Check it out. Tell your friends. Tell your mom. Tell your doggies. And we'll see you next week with a guest. Peace.
Peace out.
Two faces I've never been.